Everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and I am here with Tobias and Slava. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Before we get started, let's have you introduce yourself. So, Tobias, why don't you go first?
Yes, so my name is Tobias Tannerström, and I run program management for SQL Server on Linux.
Okay.
And I'm Slava Ox, and I run engineer management for, I'm an engineer manager for SQL Server on Linux.
Yeah, we were saying that they luckily let you out to...
This is his first time outside of the building now.
Exactly.
A couple of years.
Almost.
Looking pretty good.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. All right, so we're excited about this show because it's an interesting topic, one that was announced not too long ago, which is SQL on Linux, right? So no slides, let's just jump in. What can you tell us and show us about SQL on Linux?
Yeah, so it's really just SQL Server,
yep.
Right? At the end of the day, there's nothing special with it being on Linux other than that it is actually running on Linux.
So once that announcement was made, what kind of excitement did you guys see around, like you say, SQL on Linux?
It was tremendous. We have you know, SQL Server on Linux.com where people can sign up for the preview for information, and we've had thousands of people sign up. So the interest is really huge. It's quite overwhelming. And I think the other thing that we saw is there's quite a lot of, you know, interesting social media tweets. Apparently hell is freezing over, and it's the third...
Is that why it's getting so cold?
Yeah, second man of, you know, the horsemen of the apocalypse. So clearly people are excited.
It's a good thing. You know, we'll just, that's why you probably keep it indoors, because you don't want to witness all this apocalyptic stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Yeah. So what can you show us about SQL on Linux? What we want to do is get people kind of excited. And kind of a first view, if we can, about SQL on Linux. And really, is it easy? Is it, you know, what can we? Is that a pointed tough question or?
No. It's just a good question. So obviously, we saw lots of questions out there about, you know, are Microsoft going to do this some stupid way, or are they going to do it some reasonable way? Yeah. So we were thinking long and hard about this. Slava was all for stupid way, and then finally we decided, let's go with reasonable.
Reasonable heads won and said, let's do it.
So I think it's like we have two, I would say, simple principles. One is, it's just SQL Server.
Yep.
So if your app works on SQL Server on Windows and performs on SQL Server on Windows and does HA and uses feature, you know, XYZ, you should be able to run it on Linux.
Yep.
Right. So that's the first. And the second one is, from an operating system perspective, it has to be a great Linux citizen. So whatever is kind of the way you manage something from an operating system perspective in Linux, we should fit in.
And that's a good question, and a good segue into this next question. We're saying if it runs on Windows, it should run on Linux. Are we, you know, are people really going to want to go, hey, yeah, let me, I'm already on Linux. I don't want to have, you know, can I just install SQL and go? I mean, is that what kind of the goal we're going after?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about choice. So if you want to run SQL Server on Linux, you think it's a good database engine.
Yeah.
Since we're starting with the database engine. So Scott Guthrie's blog said, first it's the RDBMS, and then we're going to go after other services in the SQL Server portfolio, like reporting services, analysis services,
and
things like that.
Okay, so from a key feature standpoint, if you're using it on Windows, you can use it on Linux type of thing. Okay.
Yes.
And
just to add to that, we spend lots of time to make sure that we're first-class citizen on Linux.
Like,
we spend lots of engineering making sure that we are the first-class Linux citizen.
Okay. And so from an engineering, if I can, you know, hopefully this is going to be an okay question to ask. I mean, what have been some of the challenges around moving it to Linux, right?
Well, it's actually making, like as Tobias pointed out, is making sure that it looks and feels like SQL Server. Like it is the SQL Server and nothing else, nothing more, nothing less.
Right.
So that's the biggest challenge for the team.
It has to be the same performance.
Yeah,
and it goes back to what you were saying. If I get, you know, if it's running on Windows, I want, you know, I shouldn't see anything different from running on Linux.
That's the goal, yes.
Right.
Yeah. As much as we can, that's the goal that we're trying to achieve.
Okay, good.
And that's our biggest challenge in making sure that the customers feel like whatever they have on Windows, they get exactly the same thing.
Okay. And from an what about from an experience standpoint, right? Again, hopefully I can ask this. Mm-hmm. You know, from a tooling perspective, I mean, where do we? What's the goal around that?
So I think the first thing is actually not even about the tooling. I think the first and the major important part is the setup. What is the setup experience?
Yeah.
This work was a very forcing function for us to visit our setup experience and make it so that it's like what one click, not one click, but one type.
Yeah.
One letter type is setup experience. Exactly. Yeah. So, do you want to show the?
Yeah. Let's just do the first kind of public appearance of showing SQL Server Analytics. So I have a MacBook here. And I'm running Ubuntu natively on the MacBook, so there's no OS X here on this MacBook.
Okay.
And then let's say we wanted to install SQL Server on Linux, and we just want this to be whatever the experience on, you know, the Linux distribution of choice. In this case, it's Ubuntu and Debian. We want that to be whatever people use. That's what we should use. So we would do sudo apt-get install MSSQL Server.
Yep.
And that's really it, right? So. Now we have a question, license agreement, you get to set your SA password, and that's it.
Okay.
So now we download SQL Server. The binary right now for the RDBMS is around 130 megs.
Mm-hmm.
And then unpack it, like you see is going on right here, setting it up, and then starting SQL Server on the machine.
Okay. Now, well, that's a good question, too. A Windows perspective, how some of the configuration points, is that once it's installed, do you go through and do some of the configuration things or?
Yeah, so we're trying to be, again, like a good citizen in the Linux world. So we're trying to do things the way that other successful software does it on Linux. So we have post configuration steps for things that you want to do. You can obviously script it exactly with the options you want and then we'll just install it the way you want.
Okay, good. All right, so we've got it installed.
So now, installed.
And that was actually really quick.
It's nice.
I might have to move to Linux.
So, and then let's just install the tools as well. So this is the command line tools.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the same thing. There we go. Install
Bang.
Them.
Yep.
And then we can, you know, try and connect. So connect to SQL command is the, you know, command line interface for SQL Server. So connect to my local machine. Enter the password I provided, and then we're logged in.
Yep, okay.
So that version.
So yeah, so that version is kind of the, you know, It's running SQL Server on Linux on, apparently I run Ubuntu 15.10 here on my machine.
Okay.
And then,
wow.
Just looking at it from a, it's just SQL Server perspective. So this is the same tool, SQL Server Management Studio or SQL Command on Windows will connect absolutely nicely to this instance, right? It's the same network protocol, it's the same everything.
Yeah, and I was actually just thinking that. So mm-hmm. I could from here fire up SQL Server Management Studio and connect to that instance.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
And go,
absolutely.
Wow.
And the same thing goes with, you know, take backup, for example. So let's say I want to
watch this is beautiful.
So create a database, let's call it Scott. Okay.
Best database ever.
Yeah, that is very, very good database, right? And then let's just have a look. We're in the var opt directory here. Oops. There we go. So we have the Scott database file and the Scott log file.
Okay.
And you could just detach these from this database, copy those to a Windows machine and attach it. And if you're running the same SQL Server version there, it's just going to work.
Like you said, it's SQL Server.
It's just SQL Server.
Right. And it's vice versa, right? Whatever database you have on Windows, you can do that.
Yeah, exactly.
So detach, reattach,
Or just backup exactly to disk. You know, let's just put it in the same directory, scott.back, let's say. And then we have scott.back there. So that backup file, you could literally just
copy over, restore, and
run on Windows or run on another Linux machine. So it's literally just SQL Server.
Okay.
And if you're running some hot new feature, you use our latest in-memory technology with this insane performance numbers, you would do the same on Linux.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, okay, that's impressive. So, and again, from a tooling perspective, you're just saying I could go from here, connect to that, and just be happy if I wanted to. But from a, what if I'm a, you know, I don't, what if I don't want to use SQL Server Management Studio, right? If I'm a, you know, just, are we just standard, what do we call this?
CLI, SQL CMD?
Yeah. SQL CMD or anything like that? Any other tooling kind of we're doing around that? Because what do you use? You're using SQL CMD here, right?
Yeah. So for sure, we already have the command line interface tools, and we have investments going on to figure out the you know, graphical user interface on Linux, Mac OS X, and things like this.
Okay, cool, awesome. And so this is, you're saying it's SQL. So, like you said, is this? I want to make sure I ask this the right way. So correct me if I'm. I don't want to ask a potentially dangerous question here.
I don't think there are any. It's okay, Scott. You can talk to us.
So from a, you said from a version, like you said, from the same versioning perspective. Mm-hmm. This is going to be SQL 16 or, you know, how are we doing with kind of a like SQL 2016's out in a, you know, I think in a week, right?
Yes.
What do we, you know, what's this going to be? Is this SQL 16 or how do we do in versioning?
Yeah, so I don't think we have decided exactly which the versioning statement we're making. It's for sure SQL 2016. Now the question is that obviously moves forward. So once we're ready to release this, would we release on whatever the you know, next set of achievements we have in the database engine, or is it still on the 2016 feature set?
Okay. And we're shooting for feature parity for whatever feature set we're on, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
Cool. Gentlemen, this has been awesome. This is very exciting. If you know, and I don't want to, you know, the whole goal with this is just to kind of put a teaser out there, get people excited about, you know, because I'm sure there's a lot more stuff we could do. But what I want to do is just get the teaser out there and go, hey, here's, you know, SQL on Linux. If people have questions, and maybe, you know, they're on the list of, you know, doing preview things like that, and they're already using it. If they have questions, what's the best way to go? Hey, you know, how do they ask questions?
The best way is really to sign up for the preview. And you can say there if you're actually interested in the preview or if you just want information. So we do actually send out updates to the folks on the list. And we also send out some surveys when we ask for help. And we're for sure looking for people. So we have onboarded quite a few onto the preview so far. Obviously, we have it's so overwhelming the number of people signed up. So unfortunately, like, percentage-wise of the people who signed up, we haven't been able to onboard.
Yeah, and I'm not asking people to go, hey, sign up, because, you know, we don't want to set that expectation, right?
But what, what we're really looking for and what we really are trying to do is we want, first of all, what we're doing right now is getting customers actually into production on our SQL Server on Linux bits.
Right?
And starting with less critical apps and going to more critical, right? Because I would tell you the biggest problem we have right now is really that we don't have enough customers actually complaining. And we know for sure there are things to complain about that,
that we
need to fix. And that's our biggest goal right now, is looking in all of these people signed up, where do we have scenarios where they, you know, will push us and actually help us find issues.
To be able to make the, obviously make the product better, right?
Exactly.
But, you know, again, the problem is not a lot of people are complaining about it, which is a good thing and a bad thing at the same time, right?
Yeah, from us, from an engineer perspective, it's mostly a bad thing.
Yes. Right.
So, yeah, you want more feedback.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah, so again, you know, don't, you know, we want people, you know, using it. But again, this isn't a, hey, go sign up for the preview because, you know, that you obviously don't have the, you know, enough resources to.
No, but still, if people sign up, it's great because there is a more communication happening on preview LS and like preview, and we pushing out more and more information. And at some point, we're actually going to start onboarding more and more customers. So.
And we and we ask for the scenarios. For example, if you're interested in trying something in production on SQL Server on Linux and you have a scenario, you can write it in the text box there, and we go look at that for all of the signups that we have.
Okay.
And then we reach out to folks and see if. If the thing that you want to do is actually a good thing, that we that you know they have enough time commitment to actually try it, all of these things, right?
Okay.
And then we go from there.
That's actually a very good point because in fact that if you have a unique scenario that will push our limits, we're definitely interested.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I would not discourage people not to.
Yeah.
We really want people sign up for the
project. Okay. Good.
We want to continue to push that.
Okay. So for you, what has been the how fun has this been working on something like this?
It's been tons of fun. We have a very cool team, interesting team, very strong team, yeah. And the project is just unbelievable.
Yeah, because you talked about some of the challenges.
Working with this dude is amazing experience.
As many people are signing up for the preview, just as many people are signing up to work with this guy, right?
Yes, exactly.
I think it's really more about...
we're pushing each other a little bit.
Yeah. I think it's a healthy relationship to have going on.
Are you guys going to be friends after all this is done?
I'm quite certain.
I know, Yeah. All right. Awesome. So this has been fantastic. Again, the goal with this is to kind of whet people's appetite and go, you know, kind of the cool things that you guys are working on, right? We look forward to having you back, later on when there's more stuff you can show us.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Awesome. You guys, thank you for coming. Everybody, thanks for watching. We look forward to having these guys back, hopefully pretty soon. Yep. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott.